y vale para Brian Ruiz. ¡Va Ruiz! ¡Gol!
NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today, the man behind Gol! Now, even if you don't speak Spanish, with the World Cup starting tomorrow, there's a pretty big chance you'll be hearing a lot of this.
A favor de la selección de Costa Rica, como hace cuatro años aquella vez contra Estados
and
Unidos.
And a lot of this.
Gol de Panamá!
That's the iconic voice of Andrés Cantor, who is the lead play-by-play announcer for Telemundo Deportes. The Telemundo network has the Spanish language rights to broadcast the 2018 World Cup, and the network is going all in, streaming all 64 games live from Russia, which means you'll be hearing Andrés's voice, well, a lot. Andrés's love for soccer started when he was a little boy in Argentina, but his journalism career began after he moved to the United States as a teenager. He caught his first big break as a sports announcer at Univision in 1987, and in the year 2000, he joined Telemundo, where he still works today. Andrés is known for his emotional sports coverage and for his passionate goal calls, which have been heard on both English and Spanish language television. And even on The Simpsons.
Introducing Homer Simpson, the World Cup has made its goal!
Andrés Cantor, you know that is incorrect usage.
I have no control!
The Emmy Award-winning announcer will be working his ninth World Cup. And in this edition of How I Made It, where we talk to Latino culture makers about their craft, Andrés shares how growing up in a soccer-loving country inspired his love for the sport, and what's the secret behind his signature call.
I grew up liking and loving the game so much that now, many, many years later, it's part of my life. I grew up in Buenos Aires, Argentina. My earliest memories of soccer is just being around the ball and playing pretty much all day long, sometimes ditching school and going to the park and playing with my friends, going to the stadiums. Every weekend, my dad took me to see my Boca Juniors team, which is my team even up to today. But I do remember, you know, going to the stadium, enjoying, obviously, the atmosphere. Sometimes I would take the little portable transistor radio to listen to my favorite announcer announce the games.
Boca Juniors 5, Cruzeiro de Brasil 4. Serie de penales convertidos por Boca Juniors.
In Argentina, we all grew up listening to one man called José María Muñoz.
Así lo vio José María Muñoz, el relator de América y el equipo deportivo de Radio Rivadavia.
And I remember him vividly because he was so knowledgeable about the game. He would tell you, you know, what's going on. He did not only do the play-by-play, but he analyzed the game for everyone that was listening. I knew exactly any given moment of the game, where the ball was, who had it, and what was going on. And that's the magic that, you know, radio announcers have when they call soccer games. And uncharacteristically for my age, being 12, 13, I would sit down with a typewriter and write a report of the game that I saw. That was obviously very unusual for anyone my age, and I guess I had that journalistic instinct in me from a very young age that had to do with soccer, with football, as we called it back in Argentina. Then in 1987, I got my big break because I was called for an audition at SIN, the Spanish International Network.
Y ahora, otro programa de la cadena SIN, la
which
cadena
was the name
Hispanic
that preceded Univision.
Univision, la visión que América.
And I guess they liked it because within 48 hours I had a job offer for a permanent job and started calling games for them. Being their only one announcer for almost 14 years. I have to study tactically what the teams are like, you know, what the players are like, how they play in their teams against how they play in their national teams. And then, obviously, the goal is a consequence of the game itself. So it comes out, really, the way it comes out.
La tiene Verón otra vez, la pide el Piojo López, está habilitado, viene el Piojo y viene, 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 gol.
The breathing patterns are dictated by the way the play that preceded the goal is. Sometimes it's one long goal call, then a deep breath, and then a second goal call. There isn't really no remedy that I know of that will recover your voice quickly. I drink lots of mate, which is an Argentinian herb tea. I drink it in the morning and drink it in the afternoon. It's warm. You drink it with warm water, just like a tea. So that soothes a little bit my voice, but then, you know, in the middle of the game, there's nothing you can do really. But I know the exercises to try to speak from the gut and not from the throat. So I try to remember whenever I'm running thin on my voice. Mate could be the secret, but not sure. You know, at the end of the broadcast, I want the viewer to have been on the edge of his seat because of the passion and the intensity of our broadcast. But also I want him to say, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about because he just painted me the whole picture of why Team A won over Team B. And that is the sense of purpose I have when I broadcast the game. Every World Cup has so many goals. I always say that every single moment of every single World Cup is important. In South Africa 2010, when the US was being eliminated from that World Cup, and Landon Donovan on a counterattack in the last play of the game literally scored the winning goal to make it through to the next round. I mean, I gave it all out. I almost fainted in the cold of Pretoria that night. That was probably one of my most passionate goals of all times. The emotions are so high. This is not only the game that I love, it's part of my life. And the World Cup is the epicenter of world football. Not only the importance and the responsibility that I will have as the lead play-by-play for the network, but obviously the game itself and all the storylines and the way, you know, the teams will play will get me butterflies and will get me pumped up, and I will enjoy, believe me, every single moment of it from June 14th to July 15th.
Andrés Cantor is the lead play-by-play announcer for Telemundo Deportes. And Telemundo, the Spanish language network, is broadcasting the 2018 World Cup, which starts June 14th and ends July 15th. The song you're hearing is Live It Up by Nicky Jam, featuring Will Smith and Era Estrefi. It's the official song for the 2018 World Cup in Russia.
One life, one dream, one moment, one team. One you, lights high, thousand roadblocks, one shot, one truth, no fears, one flag, oh yeah, we've been waiting for this, oh yeah, we all at, we right here.
Ya empezó la rumba y estamos celebrando con
This episode was produced by Janice Yamoka and edited by Marlon Bishop. The Latino USA team includes Fernanda Chavarri, Andres Caballero, Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, and Sayer Quevedo. Production help this week from Ashley Cleek. Our engineers are Ginny Montalvo and Stephanie LeBeau. Our senior production manager is Natalia Fidelholz. Our fellows are Maya Cueva and Jesse Alejandro Cottrell. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, be sure to stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again for our next episode, and in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Ciao!
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at heisingsimons.org. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide.
Ah, bueno, y está Perú de regreso. Bienvenida.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, the transformation of Medellin, Colombia, from the desperate and tumultuous 1980s to the very hopeful present. Do you remember the first time you heard the name Pablo Escobar?
I remember the name, and I remember also thinking that Pablo Escobar was going to come after us for some reason.
That's next time on Latino USA.
Did you know you can ask Siri to play NPR podcasts for you? It's easy. Just ask. Like, play the Fresh Air podcast. Use your phone or HomePod to connect with your favorite shows anytime.